Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time to learn how to live in the sandbox with our friends and neighbors and everybody else. Ron Price is here. Good morning.
Good morning again, Scott. Good to be back with you.
Good to have you here. This week we are talking a little bit about brainstorming, right? If it's good enough for NASA, it's good enough for us?
That's exactly right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm losing track already. We've done enough of these. We talked about calling a timeout the right way.
Yes.
Not the wrong way. You do it the right way, expect good results. You do it the wrong way, expect bad results. Well, that's what I want to talk about today. You have a challenge at work, at home, wherever, a problem that needs to be resolved. Brainstorming can be a wonderful tool to use to help reach a resolution, but you got to do it the right way. Three-step model, and this is what NASA used. Remember the Apollo 13 movie?
Yes.
Where the astronauts, I guess, went around the other side of the moon, and we did not know if we were going to get them back or not. It was apparently quite the tense situation. Well, on the ground, NASA engineers and scientists and what have you, rocket scientists, I think that's what they're called. I've never been accused of being one.
Right.
They had to put their collective brains together to figure something out, and they used this brainstorming model. Step number one, what's the problem? What's the issue? What's the challenge? Why are we meeting? What is this all about? For effective brainstorming, people ought to come to the meeting knowing what the purpose of the meeting is. Now, that's not absolute. You could say, hey, folks, we're here today. This is the challenge. But to give people a heads up, let them do a little pre-thinking is probably a good idea. Rule number two, everyone is encouraged to share whatever ideas pop into their mind without filtering, without editing, without saying, well, if you think it, you say it. Now, that's the only time I recommend just blurting out whatever's on your mind, because like me, you've probably done that and found out, oops, I shouldn't have said that. Everybody knows why they're there. Everyone is encouraged to share whatever thoughts come into your mind, but rule number three is huge. No one comments on anyone else's idea yet. So we come together. You have an idea. Say it. Don't think, well, that's off the wall, that's ridiculous, that's too expensive. We'll deal with that later. But nobody else comments. Here's why. Scott, you say, well, how about if we do this and this? And I say, Scott, did you take stupid pills this morning? That's not going to work. Tell me truth, Scott. How do you feel right then?
I feel a little, I don't know, disrespected, Ron.
Disrespected,
yeah.
Put down.
Yeah.
Are you going to be
even
as
though
willing...
I did take a couple before I came into work.
Stop
but,
it.
Okay.
Stop it. Are you going to be as willing to contribute
right
now that it's
no
dangerous? No.
No.
And guess what? Other people aren't either. Now it's risky. Now I'm putting myself out there. I might be criticized. I'm just going to hush. That's why rule number three is so important. Nobody comments. And in fact, sometimes for real good brainstorming, throw out a ridiculous off-the-wall idea. You know, I think we ought to blow up the whole building and build a brand new one. Or, you know, I think we ought to go rob a bank. Or, I mean, silly, but that gets the creative juices going sometimes. I was at a Chamber of Commerce brainstorming session. Please don't ask me when. I know it was last century. In fact, it was last millennium, if you can believe that. It was probably in the late 80s, early 90s, if I had to guess. And I don't even remember why we were there. But I know we were trying to come up with a slogan or something, some advertising campaign or something. And I remember that at some point I said, well, what about this? And almost a nanosecond later, a lady sitting near me said, or maybe this. And she took my idea, went off on a slight tangent from it. And Scott, that's what we ended up doing.
Uh-huh.
It was a much improvement on my idea. But here's the question. If I hadn't said what I had said, would she have said what she had said? I mean, possibly.
Sure.
but probably not. That's why it's so important. If you think it, you say it. It may not be what we ultimately go with, but you may plant a seed in somebody else's mind that could take us in the right direction. So know why you're there. Everybody contributes. No idea is a bad idea except the one that's not offered. But nobody comments, nobody edits. Then at whoever's running the meeting, you'll have, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, 20 possible ideas. And somebody, Scott, you yourself might say, you know what, that one that I suggested, I don't know what I was thinking. That's not workable. Cross that off. Are your feelings hurt?
No.
Did we stifle your input?
Not yet.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. We didn't.
Right.
So you can go through and people can withdraw their own, or we can say, well, that's not timely, or, you know, whatever. We can weed them out. So we're still left with several ideas. Then we can say, all right, how about if you couple a few people take these ideas, do some research, come back, and we'll have another meeting. You folks take these ideas. Again, get some data for us, and we'll have another session to finally see if we can resolve this issue. Effective brainstorming, if it's good enough for NASA, it might be good enough for us.
I like it. Ron, thank you so much.
You bet, Scott. Thank you.
More great advice. Ron Price, thank you so much. Life in the Sandbox, every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.